God's grace and peace be with you as we gather for worship today. Good to be among you, good to share God's word, good to see so many objects of your generosity all throughout the sanctuary. Thank you again. Our gospel today is a gospel which, according to what we have heard, is a parable about our need to pray always and not to lose heart. And so Jesus tells his disciples about a judge who neither fears God nor respects people, and about a widow who continually hounds him, asking for justice against her opponent. Ultimately, the unjust judge grants her her wish, and she has her justice. And so sometimes we can read this lesson and we could think to ourselves, if we want to get what we want, we should just continue to nag. We should continue to nag. If you want something, you should just ask for it, 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 ask for it. A lot of our young people know that. If they want a particular toy or a particular gift, they know not to give up. They know when we're weak, perhaps late at night, perhaps early in the morning. Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And eventually we relent. And that's not what the gospel is teaching us. What the gospel is teaching us is our need to continue to pray, not in order to bug God, not in order to nag God, not in order to bother God into submission, but with the idea that there will be times, and sometimes even a loving God is unable to immediately give us our justice, there will be times when justice is just a little slower than we might want. You have to think to yourself, and is anyone here in favor of human slavery? Is anyone here in favor of human slavery? When this nation was being formed, the people who were putting the documents together in order to form this nation recognized, even at its beginning, that slavery was going to be a problem to this nation. But in order to be one, in order to have unity, slavery became part of us, and it continued to be part of this nation until a great civil war literally ripped this nation apart. For those who had been slaves, it took a long time. It took a long time to have that justice. And in many ways, we're still kind of trying to make sure that justice continues even in our own generation. There is still prejudice. There is still bigotry. There are still institutional problems that make it difficult for people to have what the law says, what our Constitution says, to have the rights to do what they want to do, to have what they need to have. And so sometimes justice takes a long time. It just takes a long time. Moreover, in the life of societies, in the life of the church, fixing things sometimes takes a long time. We create rules, we create institutions, we create ways of thinking that make it hard to change. Technologies change quickly. The hearts and minds of people take a lot more time. Even laws can change quicker than the hearts and minds of people. And so we continue to persevere for what is right and good. And so we pray. And so we pray. And it is right and good for us to do so. Perseverance is an expression of one's faithfulness. It perhaps would be nice if every time we wanted something, we could receive it. When we're children, we expect that. We ask for it, we should get it immediately. As we grow a little older, we recognize sometimes it's good not to receive what you ask for immediately, because perhaps what you asked for is not really what you should have. Sometimes additional candy is not a good thing. I think about Halloween. You know, I'm not adverse to Halloween. I'm not adverse to candy. But if you've ever had a child that's eaten too much candy, you know that's not a good thing. Sometimes they get an upset stomach. Sometimes it's worse than that. If we all asked for what we want, if we all immediately received it, perhaps that would not be a good thing for us either or for our society. Perhaps it is a good thing that we have to wait sometimes. Perhaps we have to change our prayers occasionally. Perhaps our prayers become more like, God, I trust in what you're doing. Please help me, as opposed to, I have this answer here, which perhaps, Lord, you haven't thought about. Let me go and let me give you the specifics, and then you can fill it in. It's good to trust in God, and it's good to pray, and it's good to have endurance, and it's good to persevere. And it's good to know that God is with us as we ask, and God is with us as we wait, and God is with us when we receive. That is all good. My hope for us is, as we hear this gospel reading this morning, we don't try to nag God into submission. My sense is that God has probably dealt with better naggers than we can ever be. You could pray every day on your hands and knees for a lottery ticket or a car or a vacation. Maybe you'll receive it. Maybe it was God's plan all along. Or maybe you won't. How much better to pray in God's will for what He would have us pray for peace, for kindness, for hope, for mercy, for justice, for full stomachs, for places for people to live, for jobs for everyone, for hope for those who have been hopeless, for strength for those who have been weak, for new possibilities for people who have come from broken relationships. Maybe that would be a good thing to pray for and a good thing to expect. And when God delivers, a good thing to celebrate. My hope for us is that we can continue to persevere, because the church needs to continue to pray, and it continues to need to persevere. We cannot give up. We cannot give up. God would not have us give up, and the needs continue to be obvious among us, the needs in our own community, the needs throughout our nation and the world. May this scripture, may the model of a nagging widow perhaps stay in our minds. Not so much that we should try to nag God into submission, but we should persevere to pray for what is good and right, and do the hard work in our lives, in our community, to make that a reality, and then celebrate when God gives us and His people and the world the justice that indeed they deserve. Thanks be to God. Amen.